Welcome to Beyond the Boundary, Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
When too much local football is not enough, you come to Beyond the Boundary for the latest local footy news and interviews that can take us down some varying paths. And I think our three guests today, Jason Doherty, as I forgot the term, award-winning.
You'll learn.
Ben Fennell, or Fennell, or we'll get...
Well, we'll get the right term.
I think it's Fennell.
Yeah, Fennell.
Poodle Wilson.
Poodle.
And then...
Oh, no.
Yakov Buklovich.
Like, who said they weren't coming on that we had to get Buklovich instead?
Well, I was trying to get Paddy DeGrande. So what's happening, and I hope this is being listened to by the St. Joseph's throng.
He's moving a shop. I don't think he can.
So to the person who keeps texting me claiming they're Paddy DeGrande, I have Paddy's number. I know it's not Paddy.
Whom do we think it is? We'll ask Buklovich.
Well, it's somebody St. Joseph's related.
Really?
Who messaged me... I'm guessing by the time had a couple, claiming that, you know, why aren't I in the VFL team? I'm the best player in the GFL. And I did reply with, Paddy, protect your phone a bit better. But I know it's not Paddy.
I was going to say, they do know that we know that that's not Paddy.
Yeah.
Like, as if he's the last
they
person.
They probably don't think
that
we have his number.
Right.
So I did try to get Paddy on to try and defend himself or explain, but no returning of calls.
No, he strikes me as a person who's not very attuned with the media. I'm not sure he wants to be part of the media. Does
no.
he, Paddy? I'm thinking that, he's probably off Broadway is where he wants to
does
work.
His best
does
work.
His best work, yes. Yep. Yes.
There's a bit of news around. Jeff McClure, as we speak, is being farewelled this afternoon, so I suspect there'll be a big crowd there. His son Nathan, assistant coach at Joey's, is going to jump on and talk to us pre-game ahead of St. Joseph's and St. Mary's.
Yep.
Sad news, another passing of a great at Torquay with Terry Nan passing away.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming a weekly occurrence for us in football land, which I suppose it is because we know so many people, but yeah, it's not good.
Ryan Pendlebury's situation,
yep.
That won't go any further than...
So he's got five and that's it.
No, yeah, well, he's only got four to serve now.
Yeah, perfect.
What is really interesting with the Ryan Pendlebury situation is that his game that he's due back is round 16 of the GFNL season.
Yep.
St. Mary's play that afternoon. I think it's South Barwon. At the same time, where is he an assistant coach AFLW?
Oh, North Melbourne.
Who played Geelong across
really?
GMHBA Stadium at a very similar time.
Well, that'll be interesting, won't it?
That will be.
Well, he won't be playing, will he? I wouldn't have
thought. No, he's due back that day.
Yeah, well, he won't be playing. Maybe he'll cross the road, won't he?
Well, don't know. Let's watch that situation unfold. Darby Henderson, what did you make of the bump? Have you seen it?
I sort of saw it. Okay. I didn't really take...
Oh, this is splinters right here. Get off the fence.
No, I didn't really... No. I didn't really take much notice about it. I took more notice about the media that was after it, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I've been getting text messages from a few people around it. But Lara not happy, so they're going to go to investigation. Yeah.
So that's what will unfold. We were talking about the St. Joey St. Mary's game. Now, ahead of the St. Joey St. Mary's game is the Michael Carmody lunch. So the Michael Carmody, beloved St. Joey's member, passed away late 2007 in a tragic accident. They've had balls. They've had big fundraising nights. They've pulled it back to a lunch. Nick Maxwell is one of his best mates, was his best mate. Mm-hmm. Nick's keeping his memory alive. There's money raised actually goes to bursaries for three schools. So Nazareth Primary here in Geelong, St. Joseph's College, and I think it's Simmons College in North Melbourne, where he taught. And that provides money for families who may not be doing it as well as others to be able to send their kids to Catholic schools. So that's how they raise the money. Adam Cooney is very funny. He's one of the guest speakers.
On Saturday. Oh, yeah, that's right. College not back till the week after. So well done. Well played.
And Erin Hoare.
Oh, yes, very good.
Are both going to be speaking of that. Erin Hoare is one of the most intelligent people I've ever met. Well, she's a doctor.
Well, let's hope so.
There's no silly doctors.
Let's hope not. Although, that's good. That'll be a good day.
Guess who won't be playing for St. Mary's on Saturday?
Paddy Dowling?
Correct.
Oh, where's he?
Overseas.
No way!
For 4 weeks.
Is he really?
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Yes.
Yes, Patrick's overseas enjoying a European summer like every second person in the joint, by the sounds of it.
We're the only ones.
We'll take this on the road next year.
Hang on, you went to New Zealand, didn't you?
Oh, that's not a European summer.
No, that's a New Zealand winter.
That's right. Oh, wow.
In other news, Peter Riccardi has re-signed.
He has.
For 2 years.
Yes.
But with a co-coach.
He has.
And, gee, I wish we had had knowledge now that we could have used earlier when Keegan Carr joined us.
Yeah, is that Ricky O just getting lazy?
I think you will find Carr's doing a lot of work.
Yeah, no, that's good.
At the moment. Cooper Vaughan, Paddy Cleary, Tom Schwenison and Jackson Jewell have all re-signed.
Oh, that's good for them.
For next year. Parrish Brothers have re-signed at Winch.
Oh, I saw that.
And if Darcy can't get his body right, he might be playing at Winch next year too.
He's not playing at the Bombers next year, is he?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think
so. Is he an El Cheapo for the Cats?
Well, he's closer to Winch on the way home.
Well, closer to Wensleydale.
Wensleydale. Yeah, so that's good, the Parrish boys. Did I see Gresky play another game? How many games has he played
and
out there?
And he's last.
How many has he played? About 640, I think.
Although, you've got to remember, he started at Drysdale before going to Winch.
Years ago.
Yep.
That's good.
Jordan Huff has re-signed and Tane Houston, who's out for the rest of the season with injury, is also re-signed. I think we touched on David Isbister making an appearance for Winch. Well, he did. He has.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good.
As he would be.
And the feedback was he was outstanding.
Feedback come again?
Yeah. So, yeah, outstanding. We know Mitch Day is going to be missing against Drysdale.
He is.
So that opens the door for
Naughty boy.
Aiden Grass.
Mm.
That goal kicking race is going to actually be a bit of fun.
What's the difference at the moment?
Four, I think.
Ooh, wow. Close. Very close.
Five.
Five.
Daisy on 58, Grass on 53.
Can't afford to have a week off, Mitch.
Aiden playing Port Arlington too.
Mm.
Be looking to cash in. But Port nearly beat Anglesey last time. And get a truckload back this week.
Who do?
Port.
Port?
Yeah.
Come on, Geordie. Come on, sort it out down there.
Don't know if Geordie's happy with me.
Oh, really?
No, because we did our Bellarine run home prediction.
Yes.
Got them missing the finals.
Oh, yes, you did too.
And I think
did
I
you
actually,
get a text?
I didn't get a text. No. On my personal Facebook page, I got the old mouth agape emoji. You have to say you're kidding yourself, aren't you?
Well, we'll see. Mm. We'll see.
Nick Egan has had a knee arthroscope at Drysdale, expected to be back around 18. Mm. And they're still waiting on Matt Gunn and Paddy Power as well.
It's the best name, isn't it?
I reckon we've got to get... If Paddy Power gets back, he's coming on when in the finals.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great name.
So the bookmaker. PlayHQ now has a concussion function.
I saw that. Yes.
So basically now you list the player as concussed, which means you can't pick him.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, in that 21 days, so you lodge the date, and that's smart.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. That's protection for everybody there.
Something about PlayHQ that's actually...
Works.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's some stuff, people have had their... There's some really good stuff about PlayHQ, but there's some stuff that hasn't carried over from Sporting Pulse that would be really handy as well.
Yeah.
We have made our... here is a media organisation who broadcast games, have made our feelings known, but whether there'll be any changes or not.
Have you ever had a look at Netball Connect?
No, I haven't.
Oh, do yourself a favour. You think PlayHQ is no good?
Yeah, right.
Wow-wee.
Okay. What have you got for us? Anything?
No, nothing. I just smacked Netball Connect, so that was enough.
Right.
Now, the finals for the GFNL next week. Oh, look, you got it in the diary.
Yeah.
Not too sure that it might be where we think it might be. There you go. Have been talking to a couple of people.
And what have you got?
Well, just it might be somewhere else. They might not be having all of them at the one spot.
So what, the first 3 weeks at Western?
No. I don't think the grand final is going to be GMHBA.
No, I don't think it is either.
But I don't think they're all going to be at Geelong West.
Where are we going?
I'm not sure.
Well, you must know something.
Oh, well, just there's a couple of other clubs that might have put in a submission.
GFNL clubs?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
North Shore?
Apart from the fact they were about the fence, but maybe, yes. And then another one, east of the city. That have held something before.
Leopold.
Oh, well done. Yes, the Lions.
Wow.
I believe they've put in a massive submission.
Okay.
For all the weeks.
Wow.
because as somebody said to me, if they don't keep winning, they might be missing them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's a neutral venue.
That's right.
All right, so plenty
watch
of...
Watch this space.
All right.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. And we're back to... We'll talk about the games later.
Real footy.
Yeah.
Lots of footy.
Well, only half a round of GDFNL.
Yes, that's true. The other half have gone to the European summer.
Yeah, with Paddy Dowling.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. First interview of the day. Ballerine Football, they're going all right, the Hawks.
They are going okay, aren't they?
Not bad.
Yes. Re-signed the coach too, haven't they?
He has. 2 years too.
Oh, yes. Very nice. I like that.
Which makes him, he sits in a fairly decent, he sits with like Greg Scott and Wade Chapman.
That's right. You said that, didn't you? Yes.
The pantheon of coaching greats. Mm. One thing that those two have on him, they've got premierships.
Absolutely.
They'd like to add one. And this bloke would like to be part of one too. Mm. He's been a superstar for more than nearly four years in the Ballerine. Should probably have an Ash medal to his name, but things just haven't worked out that way. Maybe this year he's had a pretty good year. Ben Fennell's been good enough to join us. Thanks for joining us, Benny.
Thanks for having us, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Now, talk to us about the year so far. It's had some moments where it hasn't been all good, but you're sitting in a pretty good spot at the moment and ready to pounce, but the next 5 weeks are so crucial to how we'll play out in come September.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just since I started at Drysdale, the competition's just got more competitive and even each year that's gone by, and this year's probably about as tight as it's been. We've played some good footy. I think we're in a pretty good position. It's just probably bridging that gap between our best and our worst. We've had some bad lapses. But we've played some good footy. We're starting to put it together consistently. But, yeah, I mean, every game's huge. Finger bangs on about it every week, but every game's huge. Heading into finals, because it could have... big consequences. If you drop ones, you should win.
Yeah. You're three clear of six and a massive chunk of percentage, so really it's the best part of four games, and unless you completely poop the bed, you'll be playing finals. Do you think of it like that? Do you look at, okay, well, we've got a buffer now and we can turn our attention to hopefully finishing with a qualifying final berth?
Not really. Well, Ben doesn't really let us. He comes in every week when we have our pre-meetings on a Thursday night, and he goes, I know I said it last week, but this week's huge. So he bangs on about, I know it's a cliche about taking it 1 week at a time, but we've got some really dangerous opposition below us, Queenscliff, and got some tough games leading into finals. So, yeah, we want to just make sure that we give ourselves every chance and, not only make finals, but try and secure a double chance would be ideal. So, yeah, we'll try and play our best footy and get the win every week if we can.
You're going to find out a little bit about it this week when you play Amos. They're cruising along at the moment, only with one loss for the season. Can you imagine what Ben Carmichael's like this week? He'd be a bear with a sore head, I would have thought. What's been the discussion this week, and how we're going to track against the Amos?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were a little bit embarrassed last time we played him. It was one of our worst performances of the year, and I think off the back of that, we took some really good lessons and made some adjustments and got to work. So, we're able to play some pretty good footy with another lapse, I reckon, against Bowen Heads. But since that, we've played some pretty good footy. I think we got a little bit of redemption. We need to earn a bit of respect back from last time we played them. They're a fantastic side, stacked with talent, and they're very well drilled, and they sort of picked us apart. So, yeah, I think we're pretty excited to try and earn some respect back off them and see if we can push them all the way.
Ben, before I let Jace fire another question at you, I just want to say congratulations, because you've actually used the word lessons when people would normally use the word learnings. Learnings is not a freaking word. It's lessons. I just want to say congratulations and make that point that we like the word lessons, not learnings here on Beyond the Boundary.
Well, that was a fluke, I'm not the most literate person. I don't even think I pronounced that properly, so that was a fluke, but I'll take it. Thanks, mate.
Ben, it's the little things in our lives that makes the world go round, so that's good. Lessons and learnings. Just to remember, every time you have an interview now, it's lessons, okay, please? That'd be great. Do you reckon that game against Amos was a bit of a catalyst for your actual change in fortunes and the way you actually were going about it?
Yeah, I think, me personally, I think you take great lessons, not learnings, from those losses, because I think you review them hard, and we needed to. And, yeah, it's just a bit of a wake-up call of they were the benchmark, and there's obviously there was a gap there, and we needed to bridge that gap, so we had to go to work. And I think off the back of that, we were able to put some things in place and start playing some really consistent footy. So, yeah, I think it may have been a blessing in disguise. I mean, the proof will be in the pudding after Saturday, and not only Saturday, how we finish off the season. But, yeah, it could be a game that we look back on and go, that might have been the turning point.
You've been in the comp, as I touched on, Ben. That's 4 years now. It's flown by, hasn't it? It's sort of post-COVID. It was our first year back properly. And have you felt that it's sort of just, you know, gone in the blink of an eye?
Oh, absolutely, mate. I've got a 5-year-old daughter. So she was, around one or two when I started playing at Drysdale. So I look at her now going off to school and I'm starting to get a few grey hairs when I look in the mirror. So, footy season has absolutely flown. I came here sort of after COVID, pushing 30, and now I'm hitting 33, and it's sort of I've enjoyed it that much. It's just, it's felt like I've only played 1 or 2 years, and I'm actually in my fourth now. So, it definitely has.
2023, you finished with the most votes in the Les Ash Medal, but were declared ineligible. You were there that night because you're in the team of the year. I don't think you've ever spoken about, but what was it like watching that unfold going, oh my God, I think I'm going to finish on top here and I'm not going to be able to walk up there and get the Les Ash?
It was a bit uncomfortable because I didn't, it was quite funny because I didn't know. I had my suspicions that I was ineligible, but I didn't know for sure. So when I got up on the board and I had an asterisk next to my name, I didn't actually expect to have as many votes by that stage. And I remember I finished the season really well. And I turned to Binger and I've gone, oh, no, I'm home here because I think I come home really strong. It turns out, I did win. I only won by the one vote, but it was ineligible. I mean, it is what it is. It's a bit funny looking back on it. Would have been nice to win, but, it was one of those things. It was, hard to watch, but also I look back on it with a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, and you weren't suspended. You just accepted a set penalty that meant you were a reprimand. So that guilty, I suppose, admission was the thing that denied you.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of, I think it might have been second last round or last round leading in the final. Oh, it was towards the end of the year when I accepted that. And if I didn't and it was unsuccessful, I might have got the 2 weeks or whatever it was and sort of weighed it up. I'd rather lose a Les Ash or be ineligible than the miss a final or something like that. So to me, at the end, it was, we considered the risk reward, and it was a no-brainer for me. I'd prefer to play in a finals series than not. So it was an easy decision in the end. It was just unfortunate that I ended up winning with an asterisk on the night and had to sit there and watch it. But it's a bit pretty funny now. Look back on it.
Do you run past Luke Davis when you play Barnett and say, you've got my medal, or does he run past you and say, thanks very much?
I'm a bit of a smart ass. So I actually did the next... I probably shouldn't swear on the radio.
That's
here,
all right. Too late.
sorry about that. We'll beat that out. I did run past him and say, give me back, you got me medal, or something stupid like that. But no, that was just me being cheeky as I am. He was just as well-deserving winner as I was, only a vote between us. So he's a fantastic footballer and deserved to be up there anyway. So, no love lost there.
Yep. Now, playing MOs without Mitch Day, your defenders must be absolutely devastated that he's not playing.
I'm sure they're heartbroken. great result. I mean, this time of year, it's sort of battle of the fitness, I guess, trying to get everyone up. I think we've got Dale Gleish still out with the hammy, so got a couple of big outs as well. But it's definitely going to help not having Mitch Day out there for sure.
Right. He'll be back after serving that 1 week suspension, so no Les Ash for Mitch Day this year to add to the one that he won.
No, he'll just win the Gold King. That's all right.
1,000 years ago, Aiden Grass.
He'll just win the Gold King. That's all right.
You've written him off. All right. Now, Ben, have you ever listened to Beyond the Boundary?
Don't lie.
I have. I listened to an episode when you had the Torquay skipper on, which was last year, I think it was.
Matty Bogue, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, no, I think you had Ben McNamara.
Oh, Ben McNamara, yeah.
Yes, we did too.
Yeah. And then I tried to listen back to a few episodes just to try and get a gauge on what questions you were going to ask me, but yeah, I didn't really get much. So,
all right.
I'll be an ongoing fan moving forward, that's for sure.
I appreciate that. Now, we've got a little player profile. You happy to partake?
Yes.
All right. Full name?
Honestly, well, Benjamin Ian Guard Fennell. God knows why parents. The guard, I don't know what it means, but yeah, Benjamin Ian Guard Fennell.
So you're Big Fennell.
That's correct, Big F, and that's on my bank statement too.
Big F.
I don't know if they did that as a joke, but yeah, Big Fennell, and I definitely don't live up to the reputation.
It's because he's not very tall, Jason.
That's exactly right. He's very short.
Inside mid.
That's right.
Date of birth and where?
5th of the 8th, 1992, and I was born in Greensboro Hospital. It's not there anymore.
My mother also was born in Greensboro Hospital.
Oh, there you go.
But 1992.
Let's hope not.
All right. So birthday coming up in, what, 3 weeks?
That's right. Yeah, a few weeks now. Turned 33, so...
Height?
Collingwood 6 footer, 5'11 and a half.
Recruited from?
Greensboro.
Oh, there's been some good players come from Greensboro down this way. Mm. I remember the Lay brothers from that played at Leopold, but Desi Lay, Darren Lay was an absolute jet. Do those names resonate with you, Benny?
Yeah, absolutely. I kept it quiet that I was moving the drive, so they're a bit dirty on me because they would have probably tried to push me towards Leopold by the time they found out.
How many clubs were actually into you, Ben? Because I remember, I won't say bidding war, but I will say that the Drysdale wasn't the only club interested in your services.
Yeah, I kept it extremely quiet when I moved down to Ballarat. Didn't really know anyone. I wanted to play more country footy, be a part of the town, and I actually cold called Drysdale. Found the number on the internet, tried to keep it really quiet. I sat down with them and Bowen Heads, and then it got out, I don't know how, and then I had a few different clubs calling me. I like to keep it quiet because I'm not good at making decisions, but by the time I sat down with Binger and Tom Ruggs, it was at that stage as well, it was an easy decision for me.
Bowen Heads won the flag in 22.
Still an easy decision.
Occupation?
I'm a project manager for an insurance builder.
Right. Schools attended?
Attended loosely. I went to Montmorency, which is back out down in Melbourne, northeast, and also went to Bundoora.
Right. What car are you driving?
I'm driving a work car, Nissan. A Mitsubishi Nissan. Yeah, work car. So no, don't have to pay for fuel, which is nice.
Sports played other than footy?
Played basketball and cricket growing up, and yeah, I like to dabble in a little bit of boxing outside of footy.
Favorite food?
Favorite food. A lot. I mean, this is probably a boring one, but yeah, can't go past the chicken parma.
Chicken what?
Chicken what?
Parma.
Excuse me?
Parma.
No, you live in Geelong now, mate. It's a palmy down here. Settle down.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to Montmorency and Greensboro if you want to call it a parma.
Favourite drink?
Favourite drink? I love a red wine outside it, but otherwise it's just a Coke Zero when I'm, not having a good time.
Favourite singer or band?
I love Chili Peppers. I know it's probably a standard answer. And, I've got a real mix of music depending on what mood I'm in.
Favourite TV show?
Favourite TV show? Don't watch a lot of TV much anymore. Don't get much of a chance. when I was growing up, I loved the Family Guy, but these days, probably something, a footy show of some sort, the Sunday footy show, I like watching that.
Yep. Favourite movie?
Favourite movie? This is a classic, but Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah, yep, absolutely.
A regular answer. Favourite actor or actress?
Margot Robbie. They're not, wife probably listen to this.
Too late. Bad luck. You done it.
Favourite actor? I reckon Brad Pitt's pretty good.
He is.
I find him funny.
Favourite holiday spot?
We go to Hamilton Island a few times of late, my wife and my daughter, and yeah, we like it up there.
Biggest influence on your career?
I'll probably say my dad. He's been there since day one and always supported me and backed me in. So say my dad. Been fortunate enough to cross paths with some influential people in the footy world, in the AFL scene, different people. But yeah, I think from day one, since I was a tacker to now, the old man's always been there for me.
Most admired sports person?
I'd say currently Nick Dacos. I've got a bit of a man crush on him. I love the way he goes about it. but yeah, Chris Jard, Gary Ablett from footy side of things. I used to love Kobe Bryant with basketball. So yeah, probably usual suspects.
Pre-game routine?
Pre-game routine. I'm pretty particular about what I eat the morning of. So I have porridge and fruit and honey. I try and have that religiously at 11 o'clock, and I have eggs in the morning. I keep it relatively the same on game day, but try not to be too religious about it, otherwise it can throw you off mentally, I reckon.
Biggest footy thrill?
Probably different wins. It's hard to say. I haven't won a grand final yet, so I can tell you my biggest disappointments. I've lost a couple. I played in a VFL game for Essendon, coming off my knee reconstruction against Collingwood, and that was an Anzac Day clash, and there was a fair few people there. That was good fun. I also went to Tassie to play for Repside. Those two would be up there, I guess.
Yep. Well, we covered off your biggest disappointment. And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
three people. Donald Trump. That's a tough one. Donald Trump. It's going to be standard answer. Joe Rogan, because I think he'll ask the right questions and I'll just sit back and listen. It'll be like a free live podcast. And I'll take the old man.
Oh.
Because he'll say heaps of inappropriate stuff and it'll be funny.
Ben, make Drysdale great again by the sound of it.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter. I just think it would be fun. Entertaining dinner, that's all.
It'd be fascinating.
It'd be fascinating.
Appreciate your time, Ben. Look forward to seeing the Hawks run to the finals and look forward to seeing you on Ash Medal Night. No doubt polling well again, as you have done in the past. And appreciate you taking the time to join us on Beyond the Boundary.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.
I don't know why we haven't had this bloke on earlier, because he's a great character of local footy. He's played at Anarchy. He's played at Lara.
He has.
He's played at North Geelong. Mm. And now he's a premiership ruckman at Inverlee, going back a couple of years ago, but still playing some very good football. Always in the debate about, you know, who are the best rucks in the GDFNL. Jase, you'd have to rate this gentleman highly because you've seen him play a lot.
Right up there with the best.
Yeah,
his head's just grown on the other end of the telephone.
And he's joined us on the line. He's the man they call Poodle, affectionately, Luke Wilson. Hello, Poodle.
Hello, guys. Thanks for that pump up. I appreciated it.
Good. Why Poodle? Can you explain to our listeners?
Poodle. So I think when I was about 14, 15, went to senior cricket training for the first time. The great Tim Hughes came up with that, because I had a big afro of curly hair when I was younger. So it's stuck ever since then.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Poodle. You love your cricket, don't you? Well, loved your cricket. I know. Yeah, do you still love it?
Still love it. Unfortunately, with my hip injuries and surgeries over the last few years, haven't been able to play. But it might be something I'm looking to get back into.
Back at GCA level?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Or something,
hang
on. Something a scoop. Something a little bit lower.
Yeah, potentially. We'll have to see. I tried to make a sneaky comeback last year, bowled two overs of tripe for Lara and then hung them up again. But, yeah, we'll see what the decisions are. But still footy season, so we're focused on that.
It's fair to say if Danny Hughes has played till he's about 85, you can play for as long as you want.
Yeah, I'm definitely. If I get to half of Danny's age, that'd be nice.
But the they weren't all four out there last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They were a bit greedy out there.
Yeah,
they didn't need your help.
No.
I'm sure Tooth and a few others would be talking to you at Aniki about a little sneaky little thing, you know, bat out there or something. Or what are the Hawks? Hang on a minute.
Well, they're not the Hawks in cricket.
Hang on a minute.
What are they? Are the Kookaburras, I think. Oh, are they the Kookaburras?
Yeah, Kookaburras. I think David Peel calls them out there.
Yeah, so. Peely and the Collins boys and a couple of others. You'd be right out there.
None of the cricket clubs out there are actually... Bannockburn are the Bulls.
Yes, that's right.
Inverleigh are the Kookaburras.
Yes, Lethbridge are a long way out.
That's
right.
But they're the Rosellas.
That's right. There you go. Anyway, we digress.
Yes, we're here to talk footy. Have you got a footy question, Jason?
Well, the Hawks. Now, how's the coach? Now, let's have a talk about the coach. How's he going? Is he going all right? Is he? Because he listens religiously to this podcast, so we just need to make sure we give him a bit of a pump up because it's unlikely you're going to play finals this year. Unlikely. I'm not saying it's not, you can't do it, but it's unlikely. How's it? You've had a couple of injuries out there, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had some injuries. I think here in like every other club, they're struggling with injuries. At this time of the year where you get the sore bodies and a few injuries. Obviously, Bo Collins has been out for a while now with a broken wrist, which is, you'd probably argue, say, one of the best players in the competition. That's hurt us. But, look, yeah, as you said, probably unlikely to play finals. We're a couple of games out. You have to hope that teams lose and we have to go and win all the way through. But look, the energy's great out there. As far as, Chris as well, he's probably one of the ones that leads it. Actually, the whole coaching panel, Dean Mueller, he's one of the ones that leads the energy out there. But it's the youthful kids, the SAs out there, they bring the energy in. So, we might not be right in the front in the finals at the moment, but yeah, we're having fun out there.
You've played in the league a long time, Poodle. You know, it's pretty tight, isn't it? The competition has really, like there was a few years ago, you could scratch in four or five wins before you started the season, but you can't do that now.
No, you certainly can't. It is the most even I've seen, which is credit to the GDFL and the clubs involved for getting it that way. But, we've had a few close losses and a couple of tight wins, but same with every other club. Like you look at results on the weekend, anyone at any point this year can beat anyone. So, the hunt for the five's going to be up for grabs, so it'll be good to see.
You went and had a crack at the GFL about 8 or 9 years ago now, Poodle, and fared okay. You played 16 games in 2016 for Lara. Is it something you wish you had have stuck out longer, or are you comfortable that you didn't spend as much time in the top flight as you potentially could have?
It's a difficult one. Look, I went back, obviously, Lara's my junior club. My dad and Pop were very good players out there. So I always wanted to go back and try GFL at Lara. Bit of a double-edged sword. Look, I probably wasn't mature enough and ready for GFL football at that point in my life. And so I probably didn't give it the absolute best crack. And then played in a few other positions and not ruck, and so it came back. So, I wouldn't have been right to stick it out for a couple more years. I think, maybe later on in life, maybe when I was about 30, I could have given it a better crack, but I'm pretty happy with how my career's turned out.
You've played 206 GDFL senior games. Are you aware that you'd gone past 200 career games with your games at Aniki and North?
I knew. I looked at the start. I think I could play 250 open age games, I think, around 18 this year. So that's, 200 GDFL games, that's pretty good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful achievement. How much longer can you go on? Your body's been, for the most part, pretty good. You've been fairly durable. Obviously, you're that build where you seem to avoid, serious injury. Is it something where you'll just play as long as you can?
Yeah, that question's certainly running through my head this year. The last couple of years, I've had some surgeries on my hips. So the body's feeling it. Speaking with everyone around me, I've decided to wait to the end of this year and see how my body holds up potentially play on next year, but I don't think I've got too long left in the 34-year-old legs at the moment, Kingy.
Yeah. Bannockburn this week, the old Golden Plains Anzac Day rivalry. It just seems to every year serve up an absolutely cracking clash. And in a way, for Bannockburn are probably done. But for you guys, if you can win, and maybe Werribee Centrals can do the right thing and tip over Bell Post Hill, you'll only be a game out, even though Jace is writing you off.
Yeah, Jace is writing us off, so we'll remember that. Look, obviously our goal is to win every game on the way home, every game we play, but as you said, the rivalry between Bannockburn and Inverleith, probably the best rivalry in the GDFL, in my opinion. You hear about it coming out, and you always go, oh, yeah, it can't be that big. But then playing in it, before Anzac games I've played in, it's been under a goal every single time. Obviously, there was a 22 grand final I don't really want to bring up all that much, but another cracking game, so... Both clubs definitely lift for each other. I'm sure it'll be another close one again.
Yep. Long sleeves or short sleeves this week, Poodle?
No, long sleeves.
There are some.
I only broke that out in the grand final day.
I was going to say, there's a photo floating around, but the photo we're using to promote this interview after we've done it is actually, must have been, was that the 23 grand final, I reckon, in the short sleeves?
Yeah, gee, that was a hot day. I think when you see that photo, there's a reason why I wear me long sleeves.
No comment.
Yeah. Now, Poodle, do you listen to Beyond the Boundary at all?
Doesn't he make them listen to it? Maury?
Only when
he's on. Yeah, no, Maury twice. I've listened to a few. Obviously, we've had a few good mates. I have in Peely on earlier in the year. Listen to the Daniel Weagle interview as well. Oh. And, when Kingy normally drops in the hostel, he just puts them on loudspeaker.
Does he? Of course he does. Yeah, yes, yeah. He won the number one ticket out at the hostel. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that does not happen. Poodle, so we do a little profile here. Happy to be involved?
Go ahead.
All right. Full name?
Luke Samuel Wilson.
Date of birth and where?
14th of the 6th. 1991, and it would have been St. John of God in Geelong.
Yes, good. One for the Catholics. Height?
197 centimetres.
So 6'6", basically, in the old. We all wish we were 6'6".
Tall.
Yeah. I've always claimed 6'6". I think it's just under.
Yeah, it's 6'5" and three
just
quarters.
Just roll with 6'6".
Yeah, but we're always rounded up. Yeah.
Of course, you were recruited from North Geelong. What do you do for work, Poodle?
I'm at work at the Viva Refinery. I'm a scaffolder in there.
What schools did you attend?
It was Lara Lake Primary and Lara Secondary.
Car that you're driving?
I've got a Ford Escape at the moment.
Now, we know you've played some very good cricket, but have you played anything else? And basketball comes to mind when you're 197 centimetres.
Yeah, everyone sees it, goes, oh, you must be a basketballer. I've would have played 5 or 6 games of basketball in my life. Don't like it. I started out playing little athletics as a young kid, then moved to tennis. My mum was a big tennis player, so I did that for a while. And then it was just, cricket and footy.
Favourite foot?
I took a year off under 18 to play a year of soccer.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What position did you play?
That's an interesting fact.
Centre back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played every position. I was no good at it, so I was trying to find me a spot.
Favourite food?
Favourite food? Dim sims.
Steamed or fried?
Straight there too, he was.
Steamed.
Steamed.
Favourite drink?
I'm right on the Suntory 196 cans at the moment.
Favourite singer or band?
Favourite singer or band? Band Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. Favourite author? No, I'm not, that's a silly question. You wouldn't have one, would you, Poodle?
An author?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I read the Harry Potter books in the day, so I'd have to go J.K. Rowling. That's probably the last book I've ever read.
Good. Favourite TV show?
Favourite TV show, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Poodle, well done. Favourite movie?
Favourite movie? The Prestige.
Favourite actor or actress?
Sydney Sweeney at the moment.
So we have Margot Robbie and Sydney Sweeney
we're
today.
Well, that's good.
I look forward to our next guest. Favourite holiday spot?
Favourite holiday spot? America.
Biggest influence on your career?
My dad, Chris Moore's probably going to be a close second.
Most admired sports person?
James Heard.
Pre-game routine?
Pre-game routine. With the fish and chips on a Friday night, which always gets a few people, and pre-game routine. I normally have Subway in the morning. I've always got to put my right sock on, left sock on, right boot on, left boot on, and there's an extensive about 10 to 15 minute warm-up now that Chris loves watching.
Right. Biggest
normally,
foot.
I normally do it in front of Rach and everyone in the supporters area there.
Love it. Biggest footy thrill?
The premiership. Yep.
Biggest disappointment?
The 22 grand final.
Yep. If you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
Three people in history to dinner. Over history. Shane Warne.
Mm-hmm.
James Hurd as well again. And probably Tom Cruise.
Yeah, nice.
Good quartet.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Plenty to talk about there.
Yep.
Poodle, always a pleasure to talk anytime with you, but to do it in this forum, even more enjoyable. Thanks for taking the time to have a couple of words with us. Good luck this weekend. Always a big one against Bannockburn, and no doubt if you can pick up the 4 points and results go your way, you'll stay alive a little bit longer in season 25. Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Well, we talked about Poodle Wilson and how we'd overlooked having him on Beyond the Boundary. For one of our favourites in the GFNL, I can't believe we don't have he's almost captain of the good guys, 18.
Well, he's on radio enough with us that we just missed him because most of the time he just waltzes into the box every time we're at St. Joey's. It doesn't matter. He doesn't need an invite.
In his red bandana, even if he's not playing.
Correct, absolutely. Especially when he's not playing.
And, of course, he's got his little alter ego, Yakov Buklevich. But his real name is Jack Buckley, is what he was christened. And he's been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. Where do we find you on a Wednesday afternoon, Yakov?
I'm currently in Sydney, just for a bit of a work trip, but I've had you reach out to me yesterday, and I wouldn't miss it with that intro. I'm captain of the good guys. I'll take that. I'll make sure you tell Maxwell Greenis that, because he takes great pride in you naming him in the good guys 18. So to be captain, I've got that one over him.
We're going to do the good guys 18 before the end of the season. We'll do that. That's a good one. I like that one.
I tell you who's come with a bullet to that team this year.
Who?
Is a teammate of Yakov Buklevich's.
Who's that?
The big-bodied number 26.
Oh, really?
Kay Betson.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Really?
What about his little reptile mate O'Dwyer from Newtown? No, we're not putting him in. I like that. Anyway, we digress again. Betson? I don't know about Betson.
What constitutes the good guys 18 now? Now I'm questioning that. If you chucked Joel O'Dwyer in the conversation, I don't want to be the captain anymore.
No. Joel's got to actually start playing some footy.
Yeah, exactly right. I was playing on Oscar Morrison at training the other night, and Oscar kicked a few goals on me, and he was chirping me from the sidelines, and I told him someone had to take his role. So it'd be much better having him back out in the team than chirping on the sidelines, I think.
Now, are you shattered you're not playing this week, knowing that you wouldn't have been playing on Paddy Dowling, because he's not playing this week either?
Yeah, we're both just taking a rest from each other. But, I haven't really had a good run against St Mary's, really. I didn't play the earlier game. Didn't play last year, and then I think the only time I've played him in the Ron Watt era was his first game where we were massive underdogs that night game. So, as he said to me yesterday, King, I think Joey's are better off without me playing. They seem to be getting the wins when I'm not playing, so I'll happily take this on air.
I did not say that. I did not say that. So how is the body? Because this year hasn't gone as you would have hoped, and I know you were weighing up whether you're even going to play this year, but you finally got yourself in a space where the body's, you know, holding up for the moment.
Yeah, no, it's been much like my other seasons. It's been a bit disjointed in its flow of how it looks, but finally I'm starting to get a bit of run on. I broke a rib in round one and then had some time off, and then had another time away. So it's been a slow start, but with two games at 12 o'clock and then I've had three under my belt now in the 2 o'clock, it's starting to get some flow in. But obviously missing this week, and then I think there's maybe five games going from there. So hopefully can see out the rest of the year, and yeah, hopefully we can start strong in finals if that's where we finish.
The most talked about part of your body are your hamstrings, as we talk about them often. Have you come up with a way of managing that, or are you trying anything different in terms of your recovery and your strength and conditioning and things like that in terms of your body?
Look, probably haven't perfected it yet, but it's still an ongoing process. And I think last year I went very hard and didn't miss a session at pre-season, doing all the extras, and then had the stress fracture, which set me back. And then those hamstrings at the end of last year, because I was probably putting a lot more emphasis on my body rather than strengthening and more of the fitness. So this year's been a different approach. I've sort of taken it a bit slower. It's been slower building, but I've seen Geordie Terrace off and on as my physio, and he's very good at managing that type of stuff. So I'd like to blame my dad for those dodgy hamstrings, but I think it's more just being more self-aware of, you know, my lower parts of my body, and when it's tighter in the hamstrings or tighter in the calves or whatever that may be. I think Ron and the coaching staff are quite, they've probably become a lot more cautious with me, which is nice, but sometimes it's a bit frustrating. But with only, what's that, 5, 7, maybe 8 weeks, hopefully. I hope it's hopefully it can hold on.
Has Geordie asked you the question yet, Jack?
What's that, sorry?
Has Geordie asked you the question yet when he's working on your hamstrings?
On the hamstrings or to play for Anglesey?
You know what I'm asking. Of course he's asked you.
We're in constant contact, but as I told him at the start of the year, it's probably another hour onto my trip that's the other way. And it looks like fun down there. Aiden Grass is having a good old time, and Harry Ling and all those guys, but not for me at this stage.
You did weigh up what your future looked like going into this year, Jack. Is football a year-by-year proposition for you, especially with your career change and, you know, life, you know, partner, all that sort of stuff, taking you in, you know, away from Geelong and more, you know, with a Melbourne focus?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, younger, it's always just when you've got your schoolmates and your close mates always there, and then as they start to sort of drift away, it feels like from my year, it's probably only me and Will McCaskill left. And I guess it is a year-on-year thing, but I definitely did weigh up my options to see if it was worth it. And after extensive conversations with Ron and the group there, that was my decision to stick around and finish the project that we started in 2023. So, I mean, it is nice seeing a lot of my friends do other stuff as well, though. Like, I was over in Perth on the weekend watching Jacko McLaughlin for Swan Districts, which is good seeing him thrive in that environment. So, I think that's just the way it is when you get a bit older in footy, but hopefully we can keep going until I fully break down.
Now, you're on top. You're three games clear of St Mary's, but they do have a game in hand, two clear of Newtown, who you're on the same amount of games with. So round 15 is when the ladder will balance up and everybody will have played 15 games, of course, with that Joey's Newtown game early. You're going to play finals. Probably at worst, you're coming out of a qualifying final. Everything says you're going to win the minor premiership. Does last year influence this year at all, and about how you go about it? Has that been spoken about, how you'll approach it, you know, if you find yourself on top like you were last year?
Definitely. It's definitely something that the group's acknowledged thoroughly, and we can't hide from the fact of what happened last year was pretty disappointing, to say the least. But I think when we went out against South Barwon, I think Ron said in his speech that it'll only be a failure if we don't act on it this year. So, I mean, the approach might be slightly different, but it's one of those things that we could have reviewed till the cows come home. But, I think we've gone in slightly different strategy without changing too much, and Rich recruited some key personnel, as your man Keelan Betson and a handful of others. So as much as it's a different strategy, as long as we're not coming up against Buddha, we'll be fine.
I think Mark Neild says...
I think he's now on our side.
Yeah, well, he's been watching you guys. Obviously, his young fellas playing the twos. Mark Neild says the same. He goes, we can beat everybody but Leopold being coached by Buddha. Just seemed to be kryptonite for a couple of clubs.
Well, he was in the inner circle for 2 years there. And, a great man, Buddha. He's been at most of the Joey's games this year, and he's been texting myself and Luke Webb some feedback and key moments of where we could have done better and just having a few joking jabs. So, Buddha's a great man and a great coach, obviously, but I'd like to think he's on our side now, but I feel like the Leopold people probably wouldn't like me to say that. But, I think Neildy's also one to watch, and Colac and St Mary's and Bell Park, and the teams that want to play finals they're starting to sort of really become dangerous. So you'll just never really know what happens at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good rundown to September. Now, do you listen to the podcast at all, Jack?
Look, from time to time, when there's a Joey's person involved, I like to have a listen, but otherwise, probably not.
Okay, so you know there's a little player profile we do, some probing questions about your life?
Yes.
All right, you happy to partake?
Yes, I approve, yes.
All right. Full name?
Jack Buckley.
So no middle name?
Jack Michael Buckley.
Oh, no Jack Greg Buckley?
I don't know why that one.
Date of birth and where?
16th of September 1997 and in Geelong.
Geelong Hospital or St John of God?
Ooh, not sure. Right. Maybe St John.
Height?
186 centimetres.
You played all your footy at Joey's basically, haven't you?
Up until... Well, no, I started in... Under 16s there.
Right. Where'd you play before that?
Geelong Amateurs.
All right. You would have been a one-pointer if you had played there this year?
Correct, yes. Oh,
that's why they were after you so hard. There you go. Occupation?
Operations manager at Mutimer.
Okay, explain who they are.
It's a small menswear brand based in Collingwood. Just,
Schools attended?
Primary and secondary, or just secondary?
No, both.
Chewell Primary School and then St Joseph's College.
Right. Car that you're driving?
A Subaru Outback.
Favourite sports played other than footy?
Don't really have time at the moment, but previously it would have been, soccer and basketball and all that when I was a bit younger, but yeah, not much at other than footy takes up my time at the moment.
Favourite food?
Maybe I'll go with cuisine. Maybe Greek or Italian.
Oh, Greek. Yeah, Greek is good.
Greek. Like it. Yeah. Oh, I don't mind some Italian too.
No, Greek's better.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Favourite drink?
I actually am not sure. If it's alcoholic, maybe a type of beer, maybe a Bolter, maybe. Yeah,
the old Noah Bolter.
The old Noah. Fantastic.
Favourite singer or band?
Sam Fender.
Favourite TV show?
I've just watched Severance. Nice. I just finished that. It's up there. I don't know if it's my favourite. Maybe Ted Lasso.
Yes, well done. That's good.
Favourite movie?
The Gentleman.
Favourite actor or actress?
Maybe Heath Ledger.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah,
great.
Yep. Brilliant. Yeah, he was outstanding.
I love it.
He was, two hands. I know people talk about the Joker, but in Two Hands he was unbelievably good. Mm. Favorite holiday spot?
Spain.
Biggest influence on your career?
I'd say a lot of the coaches I've had, so I don't want to single out one. So it'd have to be probably mum or dad, I reckon.
Most admired sports person?
Oh, Chris Judd.
Pre-game routine?
This year it's been the drive down to Melbourne, but previously it would be maybe 40 minutes of stretching and then some food, and I'd usually give Max Hillgrenius a call and debrief about who we're playing and what we need to do, and yeah, straight into it.
And put the bandana on.
I actually saw South Fremantle's full forward had the exact same headband.
Jeez. And how did he play?
Terrible, but it's not always about ability. Sometimes it's about the look, and he had it going. So I'll give that to him.
Biggest footy thrill?
The 2017-2018 flags.
Biggest footy disappointment?
Two losing grand finals in under 18s was pretty bad.
And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
Chris Judd would be one. Mm-hmm. Who else? I don't know, maybe, I don't want to say sports people, I want to sort of diversify that range. Heath Ledger.
Yep.
And maybe Ange Postecoglou.
Oh, yes, we love that one. I'm coming to that dinner.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good trio.
That's a good one.
Jack, appreciate you taking the time to join us while you're on work secondment at the moment up in the Harbour City. We're disappointed we won't get to see you running around in red, gold and black on Saturday arvo. We actually might not see you till finals. I actually don't think St. Joey's are on our slate of games until...
No, well, they're too good, so we don't need to see them anymore.
We have seen them seven or eight times.
We're life members.
Yeah. Every second week it felt like
It felt like us. It felt like it for us too.
No, it was every week.
It was every week
weeks.
For a while. Yeah.
Jack, good luck when you get back and hopefully the body holds up and we're seeing you come finals time at wherever venue we find ourselves at in the second week of the finals.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.
Thank you to our three guests.
Oh, good trio today.
Buckley, Wilson and Fennell.
Oh, yeah, good trio. We like that. Yeah. That's good.
Three good individuals as well. Let's have a look at what's going to unfold this weekend. GDFNL, just the three games.
Yes.
So the first half of round 13 last week, second half this week, and there's a mouth-watering 2v3. East Geelong and North Geelong are stuttering North. They'll get a few back this week. O'Brien, Kobe George, Terry Siros, Oscar Riccardi, which will strengthen them. Ned Ulsbrook will be back for East Geelong. But as much as Belmont Lions are on top, I think East Geelong is the benchmark.
Eagles are going to win it. So they're
the whole lot?
Yep, I reckon. And they're going to beat North Geelong this week.
I reckon we've got to get one of the members of the Sandhurst crew on, either Jake McLean or Galen Minari or Gemmell at some stage.
One of them.
We'll get one of that trio
That'd
on
be
for
good.
A chat.
That'd be good.
Inverleigh and Bannockburn, this is probably last chance saloon for Inverleigh.
Yep, they don't like each other. The Hawks.
Yes,
will
the
win.
Hawks.
Or Hawks will win.
And Bell Post Hill and Werribee Centrals.
Bell Post Hill.
They're going all right, aren't they?
Going okay, the Panthers.
And yes. Of course we know they are very good on St Albans.
Very good.
So if Bell Post Hill were to win and Bannockburn were to tip over Inverleigh,
we're done and dusted.
That will almost be the five set. There'd be a three-game gap between Bell Post Hill and Inverleigh with five to play.
Yeah.
And Anarchy, I can't believe, of... They should be on 32 points right now and inside the five.
They should be.
But they're not.
But they're not.
No. Which is disappointing for them.
Yes.
Bellarine this weekend, we return with round 14, which tells us we're getting close. Does a Mitch Dayless Amos go to Mortimer Oval and beat Drysdale?
Tougher than you would think, but I think Amos just.
Mottawarri and Torquay.
Oh, flip a coin a little bit here. Torquay.
Torquay... this won't be easy.
No, it won't be.
I've got to stick with what I predicted on krockfootball.com.au, so I will go with Torquay. Mm-hmm. Battle of the Bridge.
Yes, Barwon Heads will win the Battle of the Bridge.
Queenscliff and Newcombe. Newcombe beat Queenscliff.
They did. They did, but they're not going to down at the Cooter Bowl.
Port Arlington with a few back angles. He might get a couple back as well. I think Noah McGregor Dawson might be a chance to return.
Tough darts this game, I'll tell you.
Well, this is an elimination. I think the loser of this is done.
Yeah, well and truly. Anglesey just...
to stay alive.
There you go, Geordie. Just.
To stay alive.
To stay alive.
I tip Port, and I'm staying with it.
Righto.
Now, remember, that was only 3 points last time.
Yep.
Port haven't won six games in a year.
For a very long time.
2008 or seven.
For a very long time.
Yeah. And beyond that, if they were to get to seven wins, they haven't done that since 1994.
Stormy winter territory.
That is.
That's what I mean.
That is
stormy winter territory.
Stormy's last year.
Yep, that's it.
And do we have one more game to look at? Did I miss one?
Did them all.
That was all of them?
Well done.
And in the GFNL, it's only round 12. It's still got seven rounds.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Well, the GFNL home and away season finishes after the eight. Well, it has to.
It does, that's right. It does.
And it has to because of when the grand final falls, which we'll find out the venue next week.
We will.
I suspect by the time we go to podcast...
We'll know.
If not, maybe the announcement being made on this podcast.
Oh, let's hope so. Come on. Award winning for a reason.
Bell Park will beat West.
They will.
Grovedale will beat Lara.
They will definitely.
Leopold and South.
Oh, gee whiz.
I reckon Leopold is shot if they lose this.
Yes. I think they might be. Gee whiz. I tell you.
I'll get a few back, Leopold. I think they'll get Burgess and Wagner back.
They would need a couple back, I suspect. Gee whiz. I don't know.
They've got a hold over him, remember?
I know, they have. The Swans by a point.
Leopold. Newtown will beat North Shore out there.
They will.
How many will Mitch Dodos kick?
He will kick, I don't know, they share him around at Newtown.
They do. I think they had a game where they had seven kick three.
They did. He'll kick six or seven, but they will win.
St Albans and Colac.
Colac.
St Albans will give a yelp.
They will, but Colac will be too polished in the end, I think.
Matt McKenzie will play for St Albans this week, I understand.
Good. Nice. That's good.
Not needed.
Any chance he can come back and play every game for them?
Well, next year, surely they're going to ask the question.
Surely.
But Hayden Elliott, as we know, out for the season with a torn pec.
That's not
for the first time.
No, I was just going to say he'd done that before, and that's not a good injury.
All right. And St Joseph's and St Mary's. No Buckley for St Joseph's, no Dowling for St Mary's.
Mouth watering.
Yep.
St Joe's at home.
Three of the last five have been decided by less than a kick.
Well, the last one was ridiculously stupidly good.
Good. And the one before that was the Aussie
Pretty
Humphrey
bloody
game.
Good too. So, yeah, St Joseph's by 3 points.
I reserve judgment until I see the teams.
Okay, fair enough.
Big weekend.
Yes. It's good to have a bit of football back.
Welcome to Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.